There's been a lot of conflict and a lot of partisanship in Congress over the last year. Our next guest says the budget deal reached by Congressman Paul Ryan and Senator Patty Murray could provide a model for getting things done in 2014.
G. William Hoagland joins us now. He's Senior Vice President at the Bipartisan Policy Center, a longtime congressional staffer. Bill, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you, Rob.
In a piece you co-wrote this week in the Christian Science Monitor, you say the key to that Ryan-Murray budget deal was that both sides were willing to hold their noses and pass this thing. Why is that the key?
Right. Well, I think the bottom line is that we haven't been able to accomplish a great deal in terms of congressional action over the last many years. In fact, quite frankly, we haven't been able to do a budget resolution for the last 4 years. And I think that the point has come to where when you have a divided Congress, a Senate under one party control and a House under another, and it's the only way you can get anything done is to compromise. And while neither side got what they wanted totally, at least they were able to find some way of splitting the issues and getting to a point where they could actually do something and move forward with a budget. Nobody likes the compromise, I guess, when you're a partisan. But in this particular case, a lot of credit goes to Chairman Murray and Chairman Ryan for at least finding something that was good to middle ground to move Congress forward on putting together a budget that hopefully will avoid a government shutdown here in January and move us forward to maybe doing some other things on a bipartisan basis in 2014.
Well, speaking of the shutdown, this deal came just a couple of months after the fall shutdown. Did that jolt people on both sides into saying, hey, maybe we don't need to hold quite so firm on principle and be more willing to compromise?
Oh, I think it had a big effect, particularly on the Republican Party in the House and in the Senate. I think the bottom line there was that people held Congress and particularly held Republicans accountable for the shutdown, and basically blamed everybody, including the president and the Democratic-controlled Senate. And so this was a move. The shutdown probably provided some incentive for let's do something. Let's show the American public that even in a divided Congress, we can still do something. And again, I would want to emphasize this is not this is not something that's a great deal in terms of a deficit reduction. In fact, in the near term, quite frankly, it adds slightly to the deficit. But it did show that Republicans and Democrats could come together on something to keep government open, hopefully here in January, and move forward and fight on the issues later on. But at the same time, that there is a way to find middle ground on very difficult issues.
You worked on Capitol Hill for a long time. Were things different, and if so, why? Why was compromise more possible back then and not now?
Oh, that's, of course, one likes to think that things were always better in the past. and maybe that's true. I think there was we didn't have quite the degree of partisanship. There was fights. We had difficult fights. I worked for Republicans that fought with Democrats. But at the same time, there was a willingness to come and recognize that at the end of the day, you had to set aside your very partisan positions for the good of the country. And if that meant compromise, compromise was not a four-letter word. It was a good outcome, and so long as it kept people without having to overly compromise their positions, we were willing to work together. Was it different in the past? I will only point out that we've had real divisions in this country. Let's just not forget about 150 years ago when the country was very divided. So it's not like we haven't had difficulties with finding a middle ground, but I think it's been very difficult over the last 5-10 years. It's been extremely difficult to find a middle ground when you have a divided Congress. I don't want to say that things are necessarily any better or worse. I do think that there was a willingness amongst the leadership in the past to sit down, work with the president, and find middle ground that hasn't been there, quite frankly. And I think it's a pox on both houses, both Democrats and Republicans, for their some partisanships that have existed over the last few years.
It seems like there's a basic conflict when you get elected. On one hand, people want you to stand your ground, hold firm to principles, fight for what you believe in and what the people who agree with you believe in. But there's also an ideal of somebody who's willing to cooperate and compromise and make things work. You worked in Congress a lot. How do elected officials strike that balance?
It's very difficult. You're absolutely correct. You fight, you hold your position as long as you can. But you do not take yourself over the cliff. At the point where you recognize that you are an elected official for the United States and the United States totally, not just for your district, not just for your individual state, but you're working, you are a United States representative, you're a United States senator. When you recognize that what you're there for is to find that middle ground, that common ground for the good of the nation, I think you recognize you have to find compromise. You have to find a way to reach across the aisle. You've taken as far as you can. You've argued your position as long as you can. But at some point, you have to come to grips with the fact that the other person may have a point of view also, that you have to find some way of working together to move forward for the betterment of the country in total. And that, it's hard. I'm not going to suggest in any way, shape, or form that it's not difficult on these members, and particularly on their parties and their constituents back home, and they are held accountable. But at the end of the day, statesmanship comes forward, and they do what is right for the country.
Looking ahead to 2014, what kind of deals do you think there could be, maybe modeled on the Ryan Murray budget deal that passed this month?
Well, again, each individual issue that comes up will be fought hard on both sides. First of all, I would expect that when the Congress returns in January, that the first issue will be that they'll have to deal with what we call the appropriation bill that will keep government funded. There'll be resistance to this, and this will be the first implementation of the agreement that Ryan and Murray reached. That will be difficult, but I think that will show that at the end of the day they can move forward. More importantly, the next step will be the Farm Bill, and I think the Farm Bill is on its way to becoming a law of the land, and it again will show that people have had to move off of their maybe hard-pressed positions to find the middle ground. Finally, I think it's still possible, though this will be a heavier lift, on immigration reform. I think there is a good indication that Speaker Boehner wants to find some approach to immigration issues, and I think that also is possible in 2014. Accomplishing all of that and then doing what we call getting ready for the fiscal year 2015 appropriation bills is another major effort which will take place, but it will be focused primarily on the agreement that was just reached because it sets the levels of funding for 2015. If we accomplish all that in a midterm election year, I think that will be considered somewhat of a success for the 2012 Congress.
Bill, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Bill Hoagland. He's Senior Vice President at the Bipartisan Policy Center. We've got a link to his Christian Science Monitor piece on the Central Time Facebook page.